The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts. The temple is an affiliate of Boundless Way Zen, a multi-lineage school of Zen Buddhism.
This evening, I'd like to talk about another koan involving Zhaozhou. We've heard from him several times, including Mike's lovely talk this morning. Zhaozhou, one of the great teachers, legendary teachers in the Tang Dynasty, and many of these koan stories, these stories that were compiled in the 11th and 12th century, mostly these stories of people living in the 7th and 8th century, many stories about him, about Zhaozhou, and he comes forth quite vividly. And it's been lovely to be exploring koans on this coming and going Sesshin, to hear the rich treasury of Zen, one of the unique contributions of Zen to the spiritual paths of the world, these encounter dialogues. And as we've been saying, the specificity with which they seem to happen belies the 300 or 400 years between the collection of these stories and the actual happening of them. But there is some spirit in these stories of people so long ago that has resonated with the human heart for so many hundreds and hundreds of years now. So this is a very brief koan that may not make too much sense. Quite a famous one in the world of koans, which is a pretty small portion of the world, but famous in its own neighborhood. And this is number 37 from the Gateless Gate. It's called the Cypress in Our Courtyard. A monk asked Zhaozhou, "What is it the Qi mind Bodhidharma brought from the West?" Zhaozhou replied, "That cypress in our courtyard." The monk asked Zhaozhou, "What is it that Qi mind Bodhidharma brought from the West?" Zhaozhou replied, "That cypress in our courtyard." Many translations of this, one of the more standard ones is, "What is the meaning of Bodhidharma coming from the West?" In this translation, "What is it the Qi mind that Bodhidharma brought from the West?" So this is a reference to Bodhidharma, the legendary figure that in the 6th century is reported to have made the perilous journey from India to China. Buddhism came to China in the 2nd and 3rd century, so Buddhism had been around and was quite a big deal in China at the time. And Bodhidharma, though, came with a different kind of Buddhism. He is our founder, we say, and brought this idea that what we are studying is not are not the sutras or some teachings outside of us, but the very life itself. And so the student is essentially asking, what did Bodhidharma bring? What is this all about, we might say? And by this, we could mean in the limited sense this Buddhism. But of course, the what is it all about is our life. This is the question for all of us. What is it? What is the essence of it? And all of us ask this question in some way every day. You get up in the morning. What is it? What am I to do? What is important to do? And part of our work in our Zen practice is to bring this question into focus so that we don't dream our life away, so that we're not just sold a bill of goods. You should. We all live with so many imperatives that at first came from the outside. You should be a good boy, a good girl. You should not show your feelings. You should not be too strong. You should be accomplished. All of the things we grow up and we internalize these and we then begin to live by these rules that we don't even believe in. And so to cut through the world that we have constructed is quite a thing, and these koans in some ways are a kind of technology to cut through the momentum of the habit thought. We just assume that this is the way it is. I just assume that I have to be energetic and cheerful. Otherwise, I'm of no value to the world. The past several weeks, I've been practicing not being energetic, not because I thought it would be a good practice, but because isn't that the way it is sometimes? Whatever we think we should be, then something happens. Our life happens, and we are there with the urgency of the moment. We would choose to behave some way else if we could, but we are meeting this world. And so this question is, what is it? What is the essence of life? We've been talking about different ways to enter koans, and one way to enter a koan is to find the essence of it. We call it the wado, the word head, and to stay with that. And in this koan, one of the places you might enter is simply with this question, what is it? What is this moment? What is this life? And this kind of questioning is a way to enter. And it's not the questioning we're used to in the intellectual or a thinking mind way, but we are asking the question, and then whatever answer arises, we set it aside. We often do this lovely practice with groups when we get together of asking the question, why are you here? What brings you here? And then we say, notice what comes up, and whatever comes up, set it aside. And ask yourself again, what is it that brings you here? And whatever comes up, to set it aside and ask again. And as we ask the question, we might say we are swimming upstream toward the source world, to this qi mind. Qi is a Chinese word that means life energy. Qi is what beats your heart, what breathes your breath. It is quite mysterious unmanageable, ungraspable. So what is the life that moves the sun through the solar system and spins the earth around the sun? What is this energy that keeps the electrons and atoms moving, and this energy that is what we are? Of course, each one of us only temporarily in this form. We are like the smoke from the incense, we might think we are something concrete and specific, but day to day, look closely in the mirror. And all of us coming and going, all of us a process, not a particular thing, and whatever you think you are is only a part of what you are. So what is this one way into this koan, this chi mind? What is life? What is Zen? Jiaozhou, this very seemingly cryptic way, does not go into an explanation. Well, life is what happens when the energies of the cosmos, or he is not answering in a way we would typically expect him to, but this is his attempt to cut through. We say in Zen that there is a sword that kills and a sword that gives life. This is the sword of Manjushri, the Bodhisattva of wisdom. This is the sword that all of us have to cut through the bullshit, to come back to what is most essential. And Jiaozhou wielding his sword to cut through all of our ideas of this and that. And he says, what is it that chi mind Bodhidharma brought from the West? That cypress in our courtyard. That cypress in our courtyard. And in an earlier version of this, in the collection of Jiaozhou's sayings, the monk then says, but I didn't ask about external things. And Jiaozhou said, I am not speaking of external things. And the monk asks again, what is it that chi mind Bodhidharma brought from the West? And Jiaozhou once again says, that cypress in our courtyard. How then to enter this part of the koan, that cypress in our courtyard? We might say that katsura tree in the temple garden. Jiaozhou is maybe looking out the window and pointing to the immediacy of something. And this cypress tree, sometimes translated as the oak tree in the garden, we are invited to enter into that cypress tree. This entering in is the specificity of this thing, this moment, this cutting through ideas and words and images and entering into some kind of a new relationship, we might say, with the world outside of us. In some ways, our practice is all about closing this gap between the self and the self, between the self and the world, cutting through this delusion of separation. So this is the invitation of Jiaozhou to enter in this koan through what is it, this wonderful question, this burning question, or to enter through the suchness of what you encounter, the glow of the light on the floor, the sound of the traffic. This moment is the meaning of life. Is life itself offering itself to you and to me. a monk asked Jiaozhou, "What is it that Qi mind Bodhidharma brought from the West?" Jiaozhou replied, "That cypress in our courtyard."